my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust.
All right.
The date is the 14th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
Daniel James Curry is my name. I'm 17 years old, and I'm from South Shields, which is in the northeast of England.
And how are you doing?
I'm a bit nervous, but I'll make it through. Bit cold.
So, can I just ask how you initially heard about the project?
Originally, my dad is a teacher at a school in Gateshead, and the head of art sent an email around the school telling everyone about Gormley's project down here. And he came home one day and he just told me about it, said what it was, said where it was taking place and everything about it. And just on the sly, I kind of put in for it, because he did as well. And it turns out I got chosen and he didn't.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
I didn't really know what to expect. Like, I'd sort of put in for it, like, not really expecting to get chosen, so I didn't really consider it and give it much thought. But when I found out, I was a little bit excited, a little bit nervous, and it was sort of just deciding what to do, really.
So could I ask you to talk a little bit about what you're planning on doing today?
Hopefully, well, I've got this Invisible Man costume, which looks great, in my opinion, not to blow my own trumpet. Spend a bit of time reading up there. I've got a book on how to unicycle, and then hopefully, if they'll allow, break out my unicycle and see what I can do up there. But if they don't, it's no big deal. I've only been practicing for a short time, so... Yeah, I know.
So, the Invisible Man costume?
Yeah.
Can you just talk me through that?
Essentially, it's just a blazer with a white shirt and tie and a hat, but my dad, being a technology teacher at the school, managed to get some wire and kind of fit it all together, like inside the suit with a block of wood, and the wire comes up from the suit and goes like around where your head would be and holds the hat up, which has got a little block of wood in the top of the hat to keep that up. And he's also fitted some sunglasses to where your eyes would be, so when you put it on, your head's underneath the shirt, and with the wire it just looks like there's just some floating pair of sunglasses in a hat.
That's so cool. So why did you choose the Invisible Man?
My mum and dad went to the Edinburgh Festival a few weeks back, and on the street there's just like a load of buskers and that in costume, just people standing still and waving. And on the photos that they brought back, there was this guy dressed as the Invisible Man, and he did it much better than I did. And it just looked really, really fun, and my dad was pretty adamant on making the costume for it, so I was just like, yeah, okay, Invisible Man, rocking. Yeah.
So what are your hopes, fears, expectations for your owl?
I'm not sure, actually. Hopes would probably just to have a pretty decent time. Like, I mean, it's not every day you get to go up on the fourth plinth. I mean, as a 17-year-old kid, it's, I mean, something that's really rare, really. Fears is probably the sheer amount of people that I've heard is going to be watching, because I've heard that for all it's 3 and 4 in the morning over here, it's like peak time in America and Korea, so I'll be getting a load of Americans and Koreans tuning in. And yeah, just the sheer amount of people that I've heard is going to be there. Hopefully there's a few people that I'll be following us on Twitter, because I've got that up as well, and I've been broadcasting about that on my Twitter account. But yeah, that's essentially it. Hopes, fears, should be good crack.
And have you brought anybody with you today?
I've brought my mum and my dad, because I need to get down here, and because I'm 17, they need to sign a few forms just to give us the consent to go up there, really.
So do you think this experience will have an effect on you?
Well, it certainly gives us something to brag about. I mean, when I go back home, I can say, well, yous haven't been to London and been up on the fourth plinth. Yous haven't taken part in an art project, really, by a famed artist. And I mean, just going to London, it's just a bragging right in itself, because I mean, I live so far away in Newcastle. I mean, it's not every day you come down to London either. But yeah, I mean, it's just, it's sort of me 15 minutes of fame, really. I mean, it's going to be broadcast live on the internet for anyone in the world to tune in. And I mean, I've got all of Trafalgar Square eyes on me. It's going to be decent, to say the least.
So could you talk a little bit about yourself, kind of what you're interested in, what you're studying?
Well, at the minute I'm at college, back home. I go to South Tyneside College and I'm studying my A-levels in graphics, computing, and what's it like, media studies. And I'm just a normal 17-year-old Geordie lad, really. Like girls, I like clubbing. I don't know if I'm allowed to say I like drink or not. Video games and just general lad things. Fast cars and stuff. Fast bikes. I've got my own motorbike, which I've been learning to ride. Got my provisional license, got my CBT done, so I'm just waiting to take my test. But yeah, just going out with my friends, listening to good music, good clothes, just general 17-year-old lad stuff.
And apart from your subject, I mean, do you know what you want to do with your subjects?
Not really. And I mean, I'm actually pretty scared, because I mean, I've got to apply for university soon. I think the deadline's November, December, and I've just got no idea. I mean, I've always liked drawing, so there's graphics, and media's a nice subject to have, and computing as well. I mean, computers is the way of the future, but no, it's they're all pretty different to each other, like all the subjects. So I'm gonna have to be in one job, and it's not really gonna have an effect on the rest of the subjects. But no, I've got no idea really. I haven't even decided what university I'm going to yet. I mean, there's a few I've got planned, but nothing definite, and I don't even know what course, so I'm still in the dark about the future. I'm just living for life at the minute.
And apart from your subjects at the moment, what are your interests?
Just going out with my friends, really, having a good time, just pursuit of happiness. Music, I like. Video games, like I said, and just a general good time. Drawings. Something I've always been good at. I mean, I was in a drawing competition for the BBC a while back, probably when I was about 6, but I still remember it because I won a Teletubbies goodie bag, and I remember it made me day, as lame as that sounds.
How old are you?
I would have been about 6 at the time. I know, bless.
And do you still draw at the moment?
Yeah, I'm not took me own on, but I am pretty decent at it. But yeah, just doodle from time to time. I mean, that's why I took graphics, because I like drawing, and if I can make a career out of it, that'd be ideal.
So, where you've always lived, Newcastle?
Yeah, like South Shields, it's on the coast. But it's sort of more on the coast than Newcastle, but it's right near there. Everyone recognises Newcastle, so.
And are you familiar with the Age of the North?
Yeah, I mean, it is like the biggest. It dominates the skyline when you're in Gateshead, and every time I go to pick my mum up from work, because I go with my dad sometimes, and I mean, on the way to his work, you see it all the time, and it's just massive, and it's pretty nice, actually. I've only been to see it, like, up close and personal, like, once, and I remember the first time I went, I found a four-leaf clover, like, growing on the hill, and I've still got the four-leaf clover today, yeah, and that was about when I was 8, 9. It's a very nice piece of art.
So, have you been following this project since the beginning?
Not since the beginning, because my dad only told us about it the month before I put in for the draw. But ever since, I've just been like going on the website every time I go on the computer, and just seeing who's up there, really seeing the different kind of people going on, the different variety of acts that people are doing up there, and just how they compare to mine, and just so I know what I'm up against, know how the bar is being raised.
And I mean, do you think that this project will have an effect on you just as an individual?
I'd say so, because like I say, it's going to give us a bit of confidence knowing that the world's me stage, and that I'm talking to a few hundred thousand people, I guess. So it'll give us some experience in like talking to groups, because I think you can talk to people up there, like you can talk to all the people online, I hope. But yeah, and I mean, the organisation of it all, I mean, I've got to come down and fill some forms, and just going to London, it's given us some travel experience, so that, to say the least. But yeah, it, I think it has, really.
And do you have any siblings?
No, I'm an only child. I get spoiled. It's brilliant.
So only child syndrome?
Yeah, it's good fun, actually. I mean, I could do with some company every once in a while, but I've got my mates for that, so.
And are you, do you take an interest in art? I know you said you draw sometimes.
Yeah, art, I suppose. Artists like Salvador Dali, Anthony Gormley, artists like that. But I wouldn't say it's a major part of my life. I mean, I can draw and I can do the art, but I'm not really a big part of the art community, if you know what I mean.
Great, well, thank you so much.
I know, bud.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Thanks for the opportunity, Anthony, if you're listening to this. But yeah, it's about it. It's going to be good fun.